Always lots to do at Discovery Depot Children's Museum here in downtown Galesburg. And if you're one of those, there's nothing to do in Galesburg. Yeah, there's lots to do. And just at Discovery Depot, you will always be busy. Good morning. It is 8:16. It's Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gum, Nick Isher, thanks for being with us here this morning. Lots of programs happening and some new stuff going on at Discovery Depot. And joining us to talk a little bit more about it this morning, first off, the executive director of Discovery Depot, Denise Bradburn. Denise, good morning. How are you
good
today?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Good. Thanks for coming in with us this morning. Also, program director at Discovery Depot, Kate Buddy. Kate, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
Good. Thanks for coming in. Well, let's start some brand new stuff going on. And this is actually kind of a neat thing for the teachers around the area. You do a lot of field trips, obviously. You know, some teachers don't necessarily know all the details about what goes on. And here you go. Here's a night for teachers to try to help them kind of figure it out and make their plans.
Exactly. With opening the second floor up, we thought it'd be a great time to bring teachers in that maybe they haven't seen the new exhibits that are up there, the new science classroom. And so we thought this would be an ideal opportunity. Maybe they need a little after-hour event a month into school and can network with one another, meet our staff, get to talk to Kate here, and find out about the add-on programs they can add on to field trips, and just have a fun night of play in the museum and figure it all out.
How many field trips do you do a year? Do you have any idea?
Oh, gosh.
I put you on the spot. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I would say 50 to 75. Wow. Different schools that come
different
in.
Schools, numerous yeah. classrooms. We're in the hundreds of classrooms that come through. We're a very regional destination for field trips, so we'll have them even an hour and a half. I think we've had buses 2 hours out come
really?
In. We also have train rides that come into town, and we open early for those field trips, you know, at the 740 Amtrak or the 1030 Amtrak.
That's, you know, and that says so much about Discovery Depot itself being, you know, being a regional, because here in little old Galesburg, here we've got this great children's museum with so many great interactive activities and so many learning opportunities for kids that you got them coming in on the train, you got them coming from a couple hours away. And yes, there are other children's museums and there's some decent ones depending on where you're at. But when they're willing to come that far away, you got to feel kind of proud about what you got going here, Denise.
Absolutely. I think that we are very competitive with the other children's museums that are within driving distance from Galesburg. And we hear that often from our visitors. So we're pretty proud of what is happening inside those four walls.
So the Teachers Night Out is actually already coming up tomorrow night. Gets underway at 4:30. Do they need to call ahead and get registered for this event?
They don't have to register, but they can certainly feel free to just email me directly at programs@discoverydepot.org. Just kind of give us the heads up so we can get a head count of what to expect tomorrow night.
Yeah, and you get some drinks and appetizers to go along with it, and get a chance to tour the new science classroom. Tell us about the science classroom.
Well, the science classroom is sponsored by OSF Healthcare and Children's Hospital of Illinois, and we've got some great materials and things happening in that science room. I think the hospital was generous enough to donate two high-end microscopes. These are thousands and thousands of dollars, so we're glad to have those, and we'll have those out and some of the activities that they can do in the science classroom. We also have programming that we add on to field trips that happens in that same space. So Kate could maybe talk about some of those programs that teachers can add on when they come visit the museum.
Sure, let's talk about that a little, Kate.
Yeah, there's a few different choices. So we've got a polymers one where the kids get to make slime, which is always a hit. We also have a STEM building challenge where they have to build a bridge out of spaghetti and marshmallows. And this year we're going to add a new one where they have to they're challenged to build a boat with recycled materials and then test it out in the water room and see if it'll float.
Oh, that's really cool. Oh, wait, a bridge out of spaghetti and
yes.
marshmallows.
Hard
that is interesting.
Spaghetti and marshmallows, yes.
That is interesting. And there's ways to do it it could be pretty sturdy if they
yes.
can figure it out.
And
yeah.
the kids get very creative with their bridges, and then they have to test it out, see if the car will go across.
That is really cool. So, so many different things that go on. It is Denise Bradburn, Kate Buddy from Discovery Depot Children's Museum here in Galesburg joining us here this morning. So the Teachers Night Out tomorrow gets underway at 4:30, 4:30 to 6. Find out all kind of information. Find out about some of the add-ons and check out the new science classroom tomorrow night, and then get your field trip scheduled. How far ahead do you need to call to get?
Well,
field
we
trip
are
scheduled?
Actually right now reserving field trips for next May. So I would encourage teachers, especially those Fridays spots. We do take field trips on Mondays in May, even though we're closed on Mondays. So if you're interested in a Monday field trip, it's a good time to come into the museum and have that museum to yourself as a school group. And I do want to say our sponsors are going to be at the event tomorrow night. So we have F&M Bank, OSF, and Blick Art, as well as G&M will be providing some spirits for the teachers if they so feel inclined after their hot day in the classroom.
Well, that's neat. And it really, it's so hard. You got to have a community that supports it, and especially businesses in the community to support a place like this.
Absolutely. Our corporate sponsors that I just listed help support the operations of the museum. So their support enables us to continually roll out programs that are free or at a minimal charge for our community.
One of the other new programs, infant massage. Tell us about this that's coming up, and I guess something that a lot of people may not know about, and I guess there are, Kate, some great benefits that can be had for parents and children.
Yes, we've collaborated with ROE, so we have a great instructor from there who's certified in infant massage. So on September 23rd or October 7th, it's totally free of charge. You come with your infant, and she'll show you some great techniques for infant massage. It's great for digestion and just connecting with your infant. And she's got lots of great benefits as she goes over.
And it'll relax them, too.
Right, yes. And this is another free program that the museum is offering, and thanks to Galesburg Wellness Center that is sponsoring that for our families to come in. So it is free of charge on Monday evening, the two Mondays that Kate listed. Mom and baby can come in, or dad and baby, and wonderful benefits. So we're happy for our community collaborators that are allowing us to open up our doors and put this program on for free.
Yeah, and being a free program, space limited due to that, and it's call 344-8876, or you can email Kate, programs@discoverydepot.org, to get yourself registered for that program. So that, again, is coming up on the 23rd, and then again on Monday, October 7th. How about this? There's already been a couple of times this has happened, but it's coming up again. The Engine and Caboose, the weekly preschool and toddler fun at Discovery Depot. So this Tuesdays and Wednesdays, you got a couple today, and then coming up next week as well. And again, this is a free program along with your admission.
Right, and thank you to Galesburg Noon Rotary that helps sponsor that. It focuses on pre-literacy, early math, a lot of social skills. We have a lot of families that return week after week, and they network with one another. This is, like I said, free with your admission into the museum, and a great thing to do if you're at home with your children, or maybe they have afternoon preschool and you want to have something to do in the morning. Kate has some phenomenal themes and is all getting ready for kindergarten.
You know, I mentioned free with your admission, and sometimes people ask about admission. Well, how come it costs? Isn't this owned by the city? No, this is a private entity. You get no funding from the city of Galesburg or from the state of Illinois. Everything is private. Therefore, yeah, there is an admission fee to help with costs. And you mentioned that the sponsors help with costs for some of these programs as well.
That's correct. So Discovery Depot does not receive tax dollars to operate. So we are a private entity. And unfortunately, we do not have enough money that comes through the door to continue to operate every day. So fundraising is necessary. And we are happy to do so because that also helps us to keep our admission price lower so families can get in and enjoy and learn together in the museum. So we're thankful that now 23 years in the Galesburg community, that the community businesses, organizations have continued to step up and help support the great stuff that we're doing down at the museum.
Yeah, and obviously you've been able to expand with the new things upstairs, and hopefully that will just keep happening.
Yes, hopefully so. Well,
speaking of fundraising, we're going to get you back in and talk more about this, but a big event coming up next month, one of your big fundraisers.
Yep, Booze and Brews.
Booze and Brews coming up. It'll be going to be next door again to us.
Yep. At Iron Spike.
At Iron Spike again. So we'll have you in coming up closer to that event. That'll be coming up in October, and that's a really fun event. Really is. Great fundraising event, and so we'll have you in to talk more about that again. Well, let's talk about, we were talking off the air, you don't ever get a vacation figure, oh, I'll do that next month when we're not as busy. There's never a month when you're not busy. I mean, you know, people need to get signed up to get your emails, because every week there are programs, some that are continuing to go throughout the year, some new programs like some of these. it's never not busy. There's always something to do. There's something for all, you know, kids and parents and or grandparents, whoever, always at Discovery Depot.
Absolutely. You know, the Children's Museum has been blessed with such a great board of directors, leaders, such a great staff. We're always picking up that ball and moving it forward, just like with these two new programs that we rolled out in September. We are always looking for new things to do, new things to offer to our community, whether it be exhibits or program-based or outreach. We are continuing to move forward and strive to meet our mission of just inspiring children and families to learn together.
And one of the great ways to do it is, you know, you can pay your admission each time, but if you're going to go there consistently or even several times a year to buy a membership.
Yes, our memberships are very well priced. The cost of your membership would be one visit once a month to the museum. And here you would have unlimited visits for the entire year for six family members. So it's very well priced and worth the dollars if you're going to visit more than once or twice.
One thing about that as a parent or grandparent, we're not far off, dare I say, for the holidays, as a gift or maybe a birthday gift for a child or children as well, or grandchildren.
We do a lot of gift memberships. We have gift certificates in any increment that you'd like. And they can be used also in the gift shop store that we have. They can be used for summer camp programs. Just a whole myriad of things that those gift certificates can be used for down at the museum. But giving the gift to play is a great gift.
Yeah, and again, it's not just play. They're learning while they play,
too. Oh, absolutely. All of our museum, all of the exhibits in the museum have learning outcomes with them. And our staff can help parents and grandparents. We actually have some learning cards if you want to talk through some of the things at each exhibit with your children. Those are available. There's a lot of STEM going on in there. And of course, they're getting that physical activity on our second floor, even in the middle of winter, and the social skills that they're building as they're working with other children.
Yeah, that's a great thing on the second floor. There's just so much room for the kids to move around and you know, to burn off some energy, too.
It's a very popular spot on rainy days and in cold weather.
And again, available for rental for an event, whether it's your kids' birthday parties or even not even just for kids' events, for anything else as well.
Yes, we've hosted some graduation open houses up there, the Chamber's Legislative Luncheon. So we are able to move that space around and put tables up and host events. And birthday parties are extremely popular. And we are right now reserving birthday parties throughout the whole winter at this point. So If you're interested in a birthday party, particularly in the new science classroom, that one is very popular. You just have to call down the museum and get your reservation in, because they do go fast.
Denise Bradburn, Executive Director of Discovery Depot Children's Museum here in Galesburg, and Kate Buddy, Program Director there. I guess, Kate, as far as scheduling anything, party or whatever, yeah, if you're thinking about it, you better get on the phone and make your plans now is what
yes,
it comes down to.
We're very busy, and we'll just get busier as it gets colder out.
Yeah, absolutely.
September's our slowest month of the year, and we've seen our September numbers just be phenomenal this year.
I was going to say the slowest. You got these three new events going on, plus all the regular ones, and it's a slow month, huh?
It's a slow month. It's hard to compete with the nice weather and the football games, but boy, we are just rocking and rolling down there at the museum.
What are the hours again?
We are open. We are open Tuesday through Sunday, and Tuesday through Saturday is 10 to 5, and Sunday is 12 to 5, but we have Toddler Tuesday in the evenings, Play Without Boundary in the evenings, Hands On Minds On in the evening. So at least once a week we're open, one evening later for families to come in after work. And we're now closed on Mondays. We were open on Mondays through the whole summer. So 7 days a week in the summertime and 6 days a week the rest of the year.
Teachers Night Out tomorrow night. Learn about how you can get things scheduled, learn things that your students can do on a field trip there. That again tomorrow from 4:30 to 6. And you can contact Kate, email her at programs@discoverydepot.org. That going on, the infant massage class, also get registered for that coming up next Monday, and then Monday, October 7th. And yeah, just so many. You can go to the website, Discovery Depot, and find out about all the programs and everything there as well.
Or follow us on social media.
Absolutely.
Yep, and important to note, the museum will be closing at 4 p.m. tomorrow to get ready for our teachers. So a big shout out to all those people that are working with our children, whether you're an aide or an administrator. We hope to see you tomorrow night at the museum.
Absolutely. Denise, always appreciate your time. And we'll get you in again coming up pretty soon for Booze and Brews.
Booze and Brews.
All right. Denise, thank you. Kate, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Yes, thank you for having us.